2 July, 1998. I took my first plane ride ever to basic training. It was in the United States Air Force, Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, Texas. Just now, I have left the U.S. Army Joint Modernization Command building, which was my last billet in the U.S. Army. I commissioned in the Army back in 2007, went from Air Force to Army. And now I'm retired. Just signed out of a building, signed out with everybody I need to, shook hands, gripped and grinned, wished people well, hoped to stay in touch, had some conversations commensurate. And now I'm going back home to finish packing my home because we move for my 30th time in life, 30, in 10 days to Tampa, Florida. My wife and 4 children and I after a 26-year career. I'm retiring as a chaplain, but I only went chaplaincy a little bit under 7 years ago, and I've done a long time of service, deployed many times, gone to the field, done all that Army work, and now I'm heading to Florida to get to work in the church. I want to be at work in Christian ministry in the churches. It's where I'm called. And I'm recording a message today just to remind you how much time really does fly. Folks, time flies in life. I was 20 years old when I enlisted. I was a kid. And now it's all done. As of today, it's done. It's bittersweet. When you come to the end of something like this, you, if you're like me, you tend to get sentimental and fond. And there were many bad times in the Army. I've averaged 1 investigation every 5 years. Just came out of a possible third. It didn't get to that level, but I had 2 previous that were career-threatening things. Why? Because I oppose the LGBT PPFBQA sin onslaught, this apostasy of tsunami in the churches, and this run into insanity in the culture that is represented by these letters. And I don't leave out pornographers, the polygamists, or pedophiles, or fornicators, or those into bestiality, some say bestiality, or adulterers or adulteresses. I don't leave out those, so it's LGBT, PPPFBQA. Plus, I oppose those things, and the result, which is abortion. Abortion on demand, the murder of the unborn to keep sex. It's a sex issue. Abortion at the heart of it is a sex issue. We are an immoral people who just want to get laid. And we will strangle, if necessary, our own children to keep it that way. It's because of this that the political correctness in the last 10 years, for sure, in the Army, has been my demise professionally. But I'm retiring again, successfully. I've made it, and it's the dream. And I'm very happy. But there's been a lot of dark times, and I mean extremely dark, where it has weaned me from the world. Where were you, listener, 25 years ago? Some of you weren't even alive. I'm sure perhaps most of you weren't even alive. The Bible says in the Psalms to delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You ever read that Psalm? Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And I wanted to record a brief message along these lines today, because God has given me the desires of my heart. And I delight in Him. I looked at that verse when I first came into the Christian religion. I looked at that verse and I said, man, I want things. And if Jesus will give me those things, I want Him. And that was I came into at first, as an adult, a very corrupt form of pseudo-Christianity called the prosperity gospel. I wanted millions of dollars in my life, and I was told that God wanted to give me billions. I was setting my sights too low. And so if your motivation is the flesh, and Jesus offers you a better deal, well, you'll take Him up on it, right? And that was me. I wouldn't have said it that way. It wasn't said to me exactly, of course, that way. It wasn't packaged all that way. But my motive was not primarily the forgiveness of sin. I mean, I assumed that. The reason I came was wealth. And I thought I would do very many good things with it and had intentions that were good. But that is not the gospel. That is not Christianity. That's heresy. That's paganism. Selfism. But I came to God and I had desires. And this was when God first converted me, He did what I can only call an outward sort of to inward work in my life between 2002 and 2004. And by 2004, I was soundly saved. And I remember where I was in my Temple Terrace, Florida living room, where every season feels like summer. I think it was the summer, but it's Florida. It always feels like summer. When I was listening to a cassette tape of a sermon, and I believe God soundly converted me. Like, there were years of very zealous Christian study and works prior, just about two of them, 2 years prior. But I look at the fruit from that cassette tape afternoon on that bright, sunny Florida day as a different day in my heart. I don't know if that was the day I was born again or if that was something else afterward, but I know the day that I can look back and see this. And I've delighted in God ever since. And again, just prior to, for maybe some bad reasons, some good, I can't explain that 2 years. There were things that were easy to give up, and then there was just that other message day within 2 years is the day I can surely trace my regeneration to today. But anyway, I had desires. And I looked at that passage in the Psalms about delighting yourself in the Lord will give you the desires of your heart as sort of me bringing something to God, asking Him to sanctify it, and sort of hand it back. You know? Just think of it like an item that I thought I would bring to God. It is representative of the desires of my heart. Here, Lord, would you give me this? And He says yay or nay, right? Yes or no. And sort of hands it back. And you know, with some of us, and of course in some of the desires, that's true. And that's how it works, because those desires are not bad. It might be a desire for family. You know, Lord, I want to be a husband. And so would you? Yes, I would. Here's your wife, you know. In some ways, that's exactly how it works. But in the overall, in the aggregate, the desire of my heart was not God Himself. It was stuff. It was things. It was Him with all the things that I was looking to that I thought would come with Him. It wasn't God Himself. And the beauty of the psalm is that it works out that He becomes the desire of your heart and He gives Himself to you. That, in my interpretation, has to be the primary truth conveyed by the psalmist there. It can't be the stuff. It can't be money and career or even family. Good things, you know, not necessarily bad. It can't be those things in the aggregate, in the whole. It has to be something more. Because many false religions will give you family, right? I mean, you can be a Catholic. You can be a Muslim and have a family. A career, money, success, health, friendships, travel to foreign exotic places, which you get there and you find out they're not that exotic, or all that, not all that foreign anyway. But you can have those things and not have God. And so what does it mean to really be given the desires of one's heart? It has to be a regenerate heart. It has to be a heart born again. And then those things become something altogether different. And that's what I've discovered. He's given me himself. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. God has shown me the cross. Through the law and through the gospel, God has shown me Calvary. He's shown me a new heavens and a new earth. Peace with him that cannot be removed, which began the day I was imputed righteousness. In fact, prior to that, the day that I was born again. And those who've known me, who've seen the transition of my soul in life, they know and will attest that I've been a very zealous Christian. Too zealous for my times. I remember being in officer candidate school, OCS, at Fort Benning, Georgia, and getting into combatives fights and having people say, "Get him, Chappie," because they knew I was coming in only to become a chaplain. I had a 4-year plan to do it. God had a 10-year plan, but, you know, and God always wins, but, you know, I got to do the chaplain thing 10 years later, but that's the whole reason I came in as a logistics guy, as a quartermaster. Was that. And those of you who know the Army understand the terminology, that it became logistics and did my company command time and OCT, and I was a platoon leader, executive officer, SPO operations, OIC, you know, S3 twice, and S4, and OCT, a company commander, not in that order exact, all the jobs that I've gotten to do, and then chaplaincy, and several units now, and across the world. What a time I've had. But through all of it, my delight has been God himself. God is the gospel. And he's shown me a world where I'm entranced by this God. And this means everything. So I don't know where you've come from and what you've been brought through, but this means everything. In fact, nothing means anything without it. Without Jesus, the world is an empty shell of what it should be. It's an empty playground. It's a playground where you only get tetanus. But with God in the picture, it's beautiful. And it ends beautifully every time. Time flies. And God will give you the desires of your heart. He'll give you a new heart, which desires him above all things. And that will translate into other things. It will. I didn't know that the desires of my heart was to be a teacher of the gospel, to be a teacher of God's full counsel. I didn't know that. When I came to God, I thought I knew what I wanted, and I'd hand him what I had, and I'd say, "Lord, would you give this back, please? You know, blessed, new and improved, maybe." And God took some of that and did just that. And then others have come out of left field. And I want things that I didn't know I wanted. I wanted to be a dad. I didn't know I wanted to be a dad. I didn't know that I wanted to be a chaplain in the Army when I came to him in the beginning, in 02 to 04. I didn't know that. It wasn't until 05 I even made the decision, 15 December. I remember where I was in what room with my wife that I've been married to for just a few days over, you know, a year. I didn't know the things I wanted. I didn't know I wanted to be a pastor. He gave me the desires of my heart, and they are far better and exceedingly abundantly above everything I could ask or think. Why? Simply because I delight in him. That's it. I delight in him. And he's given me the desires of my heart. First, he had to give me a new heart. And then those desires came naturally. Quite supernaturally, naturally. So listener, I don't know where you've been in the last 25 years. I know where I've been. I know where I am today. But God bless you. I pray that you know this gospel. I pray that this salvation message is yours already. And if it's not, repent of your sin. Consider the cross. Consider who Christ is and has always been and will always be. Come and welcome to Jesus Christ.